work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, July 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallenberg, candidate for the 106th State House District. Good morning, Todd. Todd, can you unmute the mic? I think that's the problem. Yeah, we still have you muted.
Now, the screen froze up there for a second. I apologize.
Not a problem. How do you think the event went last night?
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed the forum. I think it was a great forum with having all the chairs there asking the question. So I think that went over very well. And again, I think the forum was probably the best one I've seen so far.
Well, the thing of it is, and I wish more people had taken the time to show up in person, but the way we wanted it done is having the chairs ask the questions. People come from all over the 1st Congressional District, Bob Britsky from Presque Isle, Scott Swanson from Sheboygan County. We had people from Charlevoix, Bill Conklin was there, Dare Rendon came from Maasauke County. And I think the questions that they came up with on their own were some actually pretty good questions. And I think it showed your ability to handle the issues. I was really surprised the depth of the questions, the different topics that they came up with. And it was really unfortunate that your opponent didn't feel it was important enough to show up, or maybe wouldn't have the ability to think on his feet to answer those questions like you did.
It's just a travesty that a sitting incumbent will not go out there and talk to the people and answer the questions. It's remarkable that they have that much audacity to ignore their people.
Well, you know, and the other aspect to it, too, absentee ballots are out. Early voting starts basically here in about 15 days. And for the people not to be able to see you guys together and to be able to make a decision, okay, these are his answers, these are his answers. You know what? I'm kind of, you know, figuring this out as to who I'm really wanting to vote for. Basically, the people of the 106 are not going to be given that opportunity. From what I've been told, he refuses to debate you. He's not going to go anywhere near you until after the August 6th primary is over. It's just amazing to me that this is the way he's choosing to operate his campaign.
Well, he's using the Democratic playbook, and if you look at his voting, it kind of coincides hand in hand, so it's not surprising.
Right. Where are you going this weekend? What activities do you have planned if people want to come and meet you and talk to you? What events are you looking at doing here this week?
This week, it's just mostly knocking doors this week is what's on the plan. Is we're going to be, you know, in Harrisville. We're going to be in Alpena. We just finishing up the Sheboygan area, Indian River. I'm going to go back to Indian River and work the west side of Burt Lake sometime next week. And then head up to Roger City probably in the next week and a half. Just continue to knock doors so people know who I am. I got a meet and greet set up for the 20th, I'm sorry.
Was the date, Todd?
Meet and greet's going to be the 20th at 2 p.m. in Harrisville. And then, you know, we've got the Alcona shooting event on the 27th. But then the big thing is, and I wanted to talk to you about this last night and it just got too busy, it's the 20th, we're going to do a freedom rally on the 20th in Ottaway at Jim Rieger's dad's place at the barn, the pole barn.
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting that set up, working with that, and I'm going to get you more information on that, so that way we have that real big freedom rally there in Ottaway here on the 20th.
Very good. I got a text message. People outside the area listening in, but they are very excited about your campaign. Some of them actually donated to you. When you're door knocking, and I'm talking yourself personally, when you're door knocking, folks, what basically do you say at the door? What's your message to people in the district that may not even know who you are? What do you say to folks at the door?
I first introduce myself, tell them I'm Todd Smallenberg, running for state rep up here in the 106. And then I give them a little bit of my background and as to why I'm running. And then I discuss what's very important to me based off of the constitutional values that I have. And then we talk about if they know the current rep, which not everyone does, but folks do. It was really surprising last week in Sheboygan meeting the folks. I really thought I was going to be a lot more pro-Cam. And there's people that have known him for 30, 40 years, and they know his voting record, and they're not voting for him. So it was quite refreshing being up in his hometown and hearing people talk about his voting record and how they're not going to be voting for him. They're going to be, you know, voting for me. So it's and that, we're getting that a lot in all the counties. You know, is that, you know, he can spend all this money that he's got to all the lobbyists and special interest groups pumping into him for all these flyers he's sending out, but people know that they're lies. That's what his words are, and what his voting record is two different things. And so it's kind of refreshing hearing that from the folks on the ground.
Now, one thing I want to ask you specifically, we talked about the vote for the gun bills, and a lot of people, I did not know that they did not realize the vote when it took place in Lansing. Explain to the audience the gun bills, the red flag laws, the safe storage laws. When the vote came up in the House, explain that process as to what we know and we documented and we talked about. I talked about it last night. Explain that to the folks.
Yeah, well, so he did not vote and he for those bills, so he didn't show up to vote. And basically, he claimed he had COVID, but as we know, the next day he was in his office claiming he was working hard. And Sue Aller, the former representative, stated that they give special provisions for the legislators if they are sick. They can vote from the gallery. And there was a Democratic lawmaker. She was so passionate about her vote, who also had COVID, voting from the gallery. And my only question is to Cam is, why didn't you vote for the gallery if you're such an ardent Second Amendment supporter? It's that simple. You just show up, you cast your vote, and, you know, wear your mask and walk back out and go to your office or do whatever you're doing. And he did not have the you know, stamina or whatever you want to look at it to go up there in the gallery and vote for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, which is one of the most precious things that we are granted by our inalienable rights by our Creator. And if you are not going to do that and go and vote on, you know, people's hair braids and everything else, I'm sorry, but your priorities are skewed, and you might want to look for a new job.
Well, you know, it's funny because I brought it up last night at the debate because I took screenshots of those social media pages. You know, the next day he's back to work, supposedly in his office. And like you say, for him not to even take a vote. Now, basically, here's where I'm at. This proves that he is political. Every single vote that he takes has a political excuse or justification behind it. But for him not to vote, to show up, not even to vote on those bills, because what? He's going to lose support from the liberals, that are supporting his campaign. They would offend him because he would vote to defend our constitutional rights when it comes to the Second Amendment. Who are we going to alienate by voting for those bills? He couldn't vote against them because he's pro-Second Amendment. He's a conservative. He's in 106. We are very strongly supporters of the Second Amendment. I can't even understand the justification for simply not showing up. I know you've spent time on this. You've thought about it. But basically, who was he afraid of alienating, I guess, if he had voted yes for those bills?
Well, I mean, clearly, if he voted yes, it would be the constituents up here. But if he didn't vote, maybe it was because his buddy Matt Hall, you know, was holding his feet to the fire, and he was conflicted, knowing that if he voted yes, he'd be chastised by the constituents. And if he doesn't vote, then he just, you know, maybe he placated his buddy Matt Hall, who voted for those bills. You know, only Cam can answer those questions. But now he's out there lying to the constituents, saying he's an ardent Second Amendment, you know, supporter, and putting out his mailers where he's literally holding his pistol up against his belly. And anyone knows anything about, you know, weapons manipulation and safety is you don't hold your gun up against your body. You know, you keep it out, pointed either at the, you know, at the low ready, or the high ready, man. You just don't do that, you know, because that's a good way to someone bump you, and next thing you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot or in the stomach.
Right, absolutely. I got a text message. Somebody wants a large Todd Smallenberg sign on US 23. How do they go about getting that?
Just contact me, you know, and we'll get that sign out there and get it up here in the next couple days.
Very good. If you don't mind, I'll be forwarding your contact information so people can text or call you.
Absolutely. You know the deal, Randy. No yep. issues with that.
Okay, very good. Last question here. In light of the fact that he won't debate you, obviously you're knocking doors, you're talking directly to people, you're putting up signs. One of the things that people are very interested in is hearing about absentee ballots. I know you're involved in that effort as well. Ballots are officially out there. Are you hearing anything? Are people telling you, I voted for you? Are they taking pictures of their ballots? Getting any feedback from the folks?
Yeah, no, I've had several people already tell me they already sent the ballots back in and they checked my name. So that, again, that's always refreshing and it's motivating to me and it just keeps me going because, you know, we're getting the word out by the door knock and our ground game and people are responding in kind, you know, and so it's just, it makes me humble every single day that people have the faith and confidence in me, but it refreshes me and keeps me energized to keep going when I'm hearing the stories and getting the results back from them.
Very good. Go to electsmallenberg.com, Smalenberg, BRG.com. Todd, stay safe out there, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Weekend.
You too.
All right, bye.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee and the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell trustee.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. Got a couple of events happening, a couple of things going on that we want to wrap up this segment with. The 5th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. 2 weeks from tomorrow, Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake, Michigan. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you need to get them as soon as possible. This will be a sold-out event. Ticket sales are going very well. We have a lot of county parties that have sponsored tables. 10 tickets per table. Adults are $30. So if you want 10 adult tickets, $300 gets you a table. We'll put you on the list as being a sponsor. This is open for businesses as well. So if you're interested in sponsoring the event, go to our website, acconservatives.org, or text me PIG. You text me PIG, I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read all the information there, all the details, and then you can donate online to get your tickets. So greatly appreciate you guys. If you come to the event, you'll have a fantastic time, a great meal. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is smoking our pork. All the fixings, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw. We have Hawaiian rolls with butter and, of course, my world-famous carrot cake, Grandma Bishop's recipe. So text me PIG. I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you a link to the website. You can get your tickets. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, range safety officers out on the gun ranges. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing will be there. If you want to sell or trade in your old firearm to get something new, Tom's the man to talk to. He'll be at the event. We got Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge is coming with all the Trump gear. And we are going to have targets set up on the 25-yard rifle range. The four U.S. Senate Republican candidates, Mike Rogers, Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. We'll have pictures in the bottom left corner of the targets. We're going to take pictures of the targets when they're pristine before anybody starts voting. Adults, registered voters, will be asked to go to the gun range and shoot for the candidate that they plan to vote for in August 6th primary. After the event's over, we'll take pictures of that. We'll have before and after, and we'll be able to get them out there and publicize the people attending this event have cast their vote for U.S. Senate. And we are excited. We are excited about this event. We'd love to see you there. I still have a couple opening slots for volunteers. Go to the website, acconservative.org, and donate $1. That's an indicator that you're willing to volunteer and help out at the event. We'll put you on the list, and we will see you there. Now, when you make your donation, folks, you get an email receipt from our PayPal account, not yours, that you made the donation. That is your ticket. So all you have to do is take a picture of it, take a picture of the receipt on your phone, or print out the email. When you get to the event at the gate, we'll have security people checking you in off the spreadsheet. You have to show your photo ID, your driver's license, match the name on the ticket donation, and then they'll ask you for your email address. That's verification, a kind of a two-step process we have to make sure only people that has purchased a ticket will be allowed into the event. So we're excited. And lastly, I want to remind you, we are helping Mike Lindell sell out his inventory of the old warehouse. He's building a new state-of-the-art warehouse in Minnesota. It should be open, he said, middle of September. So we have a summer sale going on right now. If you go to mypillow.com, purchase the pillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, a couple sets of towels, go to checkout, look at the retail price. Then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and hit apply. Retail price, $300, $400, $500, whatever it is, you'll get up to 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. I believe the slippers are 80% off. They're trying to get rid of all of them. Now, if you don't have the ability to shop online, text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll text you the 800 number for you to be able to call the operator. By calling this specific 800 number, the Trekker Randy promo code is automatically in their screen. They'll tell you what the retail price is. They'll tell you what your cost is, and you'll be able to get the discount. So, Pig, if you want the information about the Pig Rose Fun Shoot on July 27th in Central Lake, MP for My Pillow. If you want the information to take advantage of the summer sale, you got to have these new, brand new My Pillow 2.0s. Absolutely love them. Giza Dream Sheet, soft, keep you cool, and the towels, unbelievable. We use them every single day, and we love it. So greatly appreciate if you take advantage of that. Get some new products in the house from MyPillow.com, and you will totally, totally enjoy them. But that's it for hour number one. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary.